You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1999. This is issue number 176, and this is Fred Vobey, your publisher for the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the USA, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me, Fred Vobey, that's spelled V-O-B-B-E, at 706 Mackenzie Drive, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. If you're on the internet, you can email me at fredv@nrcdxas.org. That's F-R-E-D-V at nrcdxas.org. And appropriately, the National Radio Club's webpage is at www.nrcdxas.org.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's world-famous DX News magazine. Now that we've gone back to our weekly issues in the magazine, we have three editions of the Switch to bring you today, starting with reference number 461 and lots of call letter changes. 580 KLBG Alexandria, Louisiana becomes KJMJ. 670 WVNS Claremont, Virginia becomes WRJR. 700 KVRG Soledad, California changing to KSES. On 850 KLYF in Thousand Oaks, California becomes KBET, and WJBZ Knoxville, Tennessee changing to WKVL. 890 News Station in Julian, California will have the call KSDG. 890 KBYE Oklahoma City, Oklahoma becomes KKNG. 900 WKAJ Saratoga Springs, New York changing to WUAM. 1140 KCHC Conroe, Texas becoming KYOK. 1210 KONY Washington, Utah changing to KUNF. On 1220, two changes, KBET Canyon Country, California becomes KIIS. That call has been around that market for a long time. And also on 1220, KBNO Denver, Colorado becomes KLVZ. Two changes on 1230, KPSA Alamogordo, New Mexico changing to KRSY, and KRSY in Roswell, New Mexico changing to KPSA, a call swap. 1240, KKLA San Bernardino, California becomes KLTH. 1250 KALO Port Arthur, Texas changing to KDEI. 1290 CIFX Winnipeg, Manitoba, our only Canadian call change this month. They changed to CFST. 1310 KIVA Corrales, New Mexico becomes KBTK. Also on 1310 WHGL in Troy, Pennsylvania, they changed to WTZN. 1490 WGMF in Watkins Glen, New York becomes WBZD. 1580 KDZZ Albuquerque, New Mexico changing to KIVA. And 1520 the silent KSYU in Albuquerque, New Mexico will be changing to KQEO. On 1590 KRCY Mount Vernon, Indiana changes to WPCO. 1660 KAXY in Waco, Texas becomes KRZX. 1670, the new expanded band station in Moreno Valley, California will be KPBM. And on 1700, WRNU in Miami Springs, Florida, they change call once again, this time to WAFN. One application of interest on 1220, CJOC in Lethbridge, Alberta wants to move to FM 106.7. And here in the States on 1520, KQEO in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we mentioned they were silent. This is a new call that's been assigned to them, though. They would like to change frequencies to 1550 kilohertz, where they would have 5,000 watts in the daytime, 120 watts at night, and a non-directional antenna. Looking into otherness on 810 WCYK in Crozet or Crozet, Virginia. Not quite sure how that's pronounced. If somebody knows, let us know. Anyway, the station is silent, so they're not pronouncing it in any manner right now. On 1100 WMYQ in Newton, Mississippi is silent. 1130 KCIB, Milan, New Mexico. They had an application to move to 1100 kilohertz. That application has been dismissed. 1220 CJSS, Cornwall, Ontario. This station is silent. They have completed their move to 101.9 FM. On 1250 KGDD, Paris, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. And as we get down the page a little bit, we'll have a new call for that. 1400 WFAV in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. This silent station has returned. 1580 WBBA, Pittsfield, Illinois, has gone silent. And on 1660 KRZX in Waco, Texas, another brand new station on the air in the expanded band. Reference number 462, which is when we started the weekly editions, which makes for a much shorter column. No call letter changes, no grants, but some otherness on 630 WMFD, Wilmington, North Carolina. This station is silent. The transmitter and towers were destroyed by Hurricane Floyd. They don't expect they'll return to the air until sometime in February of 2000. On 920 KAYO, Olympia, Washington, has gone silent. 1340 WAHH, Wilmington, North Carolina. This station is silent. We assume it's from damage from Hurricane Floyd. And on 1650 KBJD in Denver, Colorado, this station expected to begin its operations in the month of November. And finally, moving on to reference number 463, these call letter changes on 770, KPBC, Garland, Texas, changing to KAAM. 990 WVNZ in Richmond, Virginia, becomes WLEE. That's half of a call swap. 1200 WTLQ, Pine Island Center, Florida, becomes WINK. And speaking of call swaps, on 1240, WINK in Fort Myers, Florida, becomes WTLQ. We told you about a new call coming here, 1250 KGDD in Paris, Texas, which has just returned to the air. They return with the new call, KPJC. 1290 WDEO in Saline, Michigan becomes WYBN. Here's the other half of that Richmond change. 1320 WLEE, Richmond, Virginia, changes to, you guessed it, WVNZ. 1330 WFLP, Erie, Pennsylvania, becomes WFNN. 1340 WNOZ in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, becomes WWNA. More about that station in just a moment. 1400 WWRK in Elberton, Georgia, changes to WSGC. Also 1400 WHCC, Waynesville, North Carolina, becomes WMXF. And 1470 KTCB, Malden, Missouri, changing to KMAL. Several grants of interest on 1010 CKXD in Gander, Newfoundland. They have received a grant to leave the AM band and move to 98.7 FM. Here's a frequency swap on 1120 KCLE in Cleburne, Texas. Will move to 1140 kilohertz. Their powers will be 710 watts daytime, 850 watts nighttime. Directional patterns will be separate day and night. And a balance add-off on 1140 KJSA in Mineral Wells, Texas, moves to 1120, where they will retain their power and pattern of 250 watts non-directional daytime only. Looking into otherness on 870 KSKO in McGrath, Alaska, don't spend any time looking for this on the broadcast band. The license has been canceled and the call deleted. The station has been silent for quite some time. 890 WBAJ in Blythewood, South Carolina. This new station is on the air. 1080 WSSI in Carthage, Mississippi. This station has gone silent. According to the station management, they'll return to the air in December of this year. 1080 WWNL in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has returned to the air, as has 1120 WBZR in Destin, Florida. They, by the way, are now relaying WFSH, the 1400 station. 1220 KLVZ in Denver, Colorado. We told you about the call change. The station is silent, but according to the management of the station, they'll return with those new calls sometime in the month of November. And on 1340 WWNA, this new call in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, they were silent under the old call, WNOZ, but they have now returned to the air. 1370 WGCL, Bloomington, Indiana. This silent station has returned. 1400 WFOR in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. This silent station also on the air. 1450 WFFX in Meridian, Mississippi is back on the air. They were silent only for a very short period of time. 1470 WWBG, that new station in Greensboro, North Carolina, is on the air. 1490 KVLL in Woodville, Texas, has also returned to the air. And that wraps up this month's edition of AM Switch. 30 days from now, we'll do it all again. Right now, let's head south. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. And today we're in Sun City Center, Florida. We're home from all the fun of last month's NRC convention in West Virginia. And for those of you who were in the Allegheny Room that Sunday morning when we taped last month's travelogue, well, you know what happened. And did you notice that none of the goofs appeared on the tape that you received there last month? I'll tell you that, Fred Vobey, he's a magician when it comes to digital editing. Thanks, Fred. Anyway, today we want to wind our way from Michigan all the way to the Pacific Coast with our dials set to 1600. That's a lot, so let's get started on the November 1999 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
I'm Leslie Irish. Listen for me Monday morning on AM Ann Arbor.
It's 5 p.m. Join the free Curtis Mathis Lifetime Movie Club, Curtis Mathis, and the Kroger Perry Shopping Plaza. This is Washtenaw County's information station, now in our 40th year of broadcasting. This is the Whitehall Broadcasting Company, Radio 16, WAAM, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti. NBC News. This is John Bohan.
Okay, up to the northwest, just 40 miles from Grand Rapids, on the lake.
AM 1600 WMHG Muskegon.
Okay, if there's one state in the union you don't want to go to find out what time it is, you don't ask the time in the state of Indiana.
10 o'clock, and you're tuned to WARU, WARU-FM, Peru, Indiana, 57 degrees at 10 a.m.
You see, Peru is in that north-central part of the state of Indiana where nobody knows what the time is because, you see, those to the east of them are in the eastern time zone, and those to the west of them are on Chicago time. I've never understood that. It's eastern time and Chicago time in Indiana, never central time. Oh, well. Down in the southern part of the state of Indiana is the town of Linton, and it stays on Eastern Time, it says here, all year round.
I think we're going to have room for patriots all over America. Give us a call, 208-935-2918. We'll send you free information.
This is WBTO Linton. All talk, all day, all the time.
All the talk, all the time, and they don't seem to care what time it is. Well, anyway, the issue becomes clearer as we cross the Wabash River to the west, and we drive up Interstate 57 and find ourselves in Chicagoland. WCGO with its eclectic programming. Let's go up to the Wisconsin state line now.
Good afternoon, it's 1:55 WMCW, 1600 AM in Harvard, and here's a commercial from our sponsor, the Cubby Hole Cafe. When you're hungry for a burger, and not just any burger will do.
Okay, well, this next delightful town among the Fox Cities of Wisconsin.
Find the ring. This is WCWC Ripon, 9 o'clock, 63 degrees.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Now, there are two stations operating at 1600 in Minnesota, but we don't have a sample of either of them on the tape at this time. I'll bet we do in a dozen years from now, or maybe next week if Mark Durenberger has a free weekend. Oh, dear. So we will move on smoothly to the state of Iowa.
News comes your way next on KLGA AM and FM Algona.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena.
Okay, Therese. Algona, by the way, is in the heart of the nation's breadbasket. That's the north central part of Iowa, with no other large towns anywhere near it, really. Down to Cedar Rapids.
All of the great country songs are on 16 Country, KCRG, Cedar Rapids.
16 Country, KCRG.
KCRG, and you thought the only station there was WMT, right? Oh, well. Actually, there are three stations, AMs, in town. And KCRG is at the top of the dial at 1600, as you heard him say. So now we move south into the Show Me State.
At the 26-yard line, on a gain of one, it'll be third and nine. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
This is KTTN AM and FM Trenton, 16 degrees in downtown Trenton. We expect a high temperature this afternoon of 23 degrees.
Third and nine, Lenny.
Here we go with the third down situation.
And over to St. Louis on the banks of the
Save
Mississippi.
Big for Valentine's Day.
K-A-T-T, St. Louis.
What time is it?
It's time for Dr. Jock. It's time. I've been reading on your mind.
Okay, Fred, we got to get that fellow. What a voice. Wow. Now, anyway, this next one is funny.
Sweet. WXYZ.
KNWA AM 1600, Bellefonte Harrison.
I'm Paula Cooper with Arkansas Radio Network News.
And so you see, the real question is, which is the legal ID? WXYZ was, I guess at that time, still the ABC outlet in Detroit. Down to Louisiana.
News and weather every hour on KLEB, Golden Meadow.
Democratic members of the Congress spent all night and a good portion of this morning criticizing President Bush.
Okay, we're going to swing to the west now.
This is the Texas State News Network. I'm Jean Bissonette.
Good afternoon. You're listening to AM 1600 KLGT Orange, Texas, and Roddy Russell's Roundup. It is 2 o'clock, and I'm Russell the Rascal, sitting here with you, rounding up all your favorite country music till 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, and down on the Mexican border?
KPOR 1600 AM Estéreo, Brownsville, La Guapachosa.
Guapachosa.
Desde el Centro de Noticias de CNN en Atlanta les habla Pilar Verdez. Miles de personas se encuentran frente a la iglesia.
That sounds like a rather sad moment for them, so we'll pay our respects. And by the way, for those of you who are not too fluid, is that the word, in Spanish, I'm going to let you hear KBOR said in Spanish. Just, you know, see if this helps you. Just the KBOR part of what we listened to a moment ago.
KBOR.
Catch that okay? KBOR, Brownsville, Texas. Well, let's move several hundred miles to the north to the Metroplex.
Está usted sintonizando Radio Variedades, KRBA Radio, Cocker Hill, Dallas Fort Worth.
Radio Variedades.
Estas son noticias KRBA. Le informa Sammy Rodarte.
And to Dallas, we bid a fond farewell. We stop for lunch somewhere around Oklahoma City and move on northward into the Sunflower State.
Country music all the time on KMDO KOMB Fort Scott.
Don't look now, but it is 5 o'clock. The weekend has officially started.
All right, Fort Scott is in Kansas, but if we venture just 2 miles over the border into Nebraska, we hear this 500-watt station.
Superior Country 104 is KRFS, KRFS-FM, Superior Nelson, Nebraska, South Central Nebraska's Superior Country Station.
This is what your family goes through, and your friends!
Oh, boy. If we go within 2 miles of the Iowa border, you hear this Nebraska voice.
KNCY, AM and FM, Nebraska City. Mutual News, I'm Bill Gormley in Washington.
And that, of course, brings us to the middle of North Dakota.
Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up right away?
It's 4 o'clock and you're listening to your radio station, KDAK in Carrington.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
For classic country, AM 1600, KYGO, Lakewood, Denver, a division of Jefferson Pilot Communications Company.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane.
You know, I wonder how long it's going to take for us to recall the mountain beauty of Lakewood rather than the tragedy in their high school back there.
KXEW, 1600 AM, South Tucson.
KXEW, 1600 AM, Sur Tucson.
I guess KXEW in Spanish was pretty clear that time. That's in South Tucson. But 2.5 hours to the north of South Tucson is Verde Valley of Arizona and the bustling town of Cottonwood.
I'm Ed Brand, bringing you great songs and wonderful memories on AM 1600 KYBC Cottonwood. CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy.
And we'll go west now, young men and women, into the Los Angeles basin.
Loan. Call now.
We cover the world of money for Southern California on AM 1600 KMNY Pomona Money Radio.
We're heading north in the Golden State up through the valley. KGST, that is. And if we drive about an hour's time north of Sacramento,
listening for a heartbeat in the darkness, Don Williams at AM 16 KUBA, Yuba City, Marysville. It's 11 o'clock. Talking about Vanna White and Sylvester Stallone. You should have seen the gown she was wearing. Man, I tell you, she was turning lots of eyes.
I missed it. Oh, dear. Well, our last state this month is Oregon, and we're going to spend a moment in the Eugene Springfield market.
1600 KEED Eugene Springfield, your country choice.
I do believe it's time to play a few requests here on Real Country.
And we're going to wrap up next to the mountain that exploded. Remember Mount St. Helens that caused the greatest avalanche in the history of recorded time? It sure did. Wow.
It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to KOHI St. Helens.
Okay, and you know, there are no stations operating at 1600 on the dial in the states of Washington, Alaska, or Hawaii, so we're going to stretch just a little bit. We're going to look back to the southeast about 4,000 miles and listen to WLUZ.
Desde Bayamón, Puerto Rico, transmite WLUZ, 1600 kilohertz en el cuadrante de su radio. Siempre alegre.
And this last one, I think you'll find, is worth waiting for.
American Forces Radio. Ascension Island.
You're listening to Volcano Radio ZD8VR, the voice of Ascension, broadcasting on 1600 kilohertz AM, 95 megahertz FM Network 1. Volcano Radio is affiliated to the American Forces Radio and Television Services. Happy listening.
Volcano Radio.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this travelogue series from 5:30 on the dial up to 1600. You know, back at about 1990, Fred Vobey and I decided that we'd be able to run up the entire dial in 10 years, and we made it. In fact, we did even better than that. But when they introduced the X-band, Fred called me and he said, now what do we do? And I said, that's easy, we'll just invent a 13th month. So anyway, December 1999 will be our 13th month, if you can figure that one out. And we're going to bring you all the X-band stations that we have on tape at that time. Meantime, don't touch that dial. Here's the DX Digest and Bruce Gondi. Bruce?
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Welcome to the DX Digest. This month, we head to Australia, courtesy of Paul Burkhart. First, some news from Down Under, where the Minister of Communications is calling for analog broadcasting to be phased out by 2021, as the start of regular digital broadcasting is set to begin in 2001. Station 2KY Racing Radio in New South Wales has already started experimental digital broadcasting. The 2KY flagship is at 1017 kHz. And in the meantime, a number of Australian AM stations are seeking permission to increase power from 5 to 10 kilowatts. So for now, that means we have a few additional Trans-Pacific targets and about 20 years in which to catch them all. Now from Paul Burkhart, a sample of what FM is like in Australia, beginning with what sounds like an unformatted community radio station.
FM 91.5, the Retro 80 Show, every Tuesday night from 9. Can it get any better than this, Mark?
It can't get any better than this, because this is the best 80s music on City Radio, and I think I've lived that enough.
We just heard All Day and All of the Night by the Stranglers from 1988. That was played off a PC, and many people don't know that we're capable of playing instant requests.
We are. We have 1,700 tracks on call. Ring now.
That's right.
94196969. We guarantee to play your track within 30 seconds.
With songs like Close to Me that was played before by The Cure from 1985.
Nice segue.
And prior to that, the truck driving song by Weird Al Yankovic from 1999. John.
Yes, that Strangler song, All the Day and All the Night, was originally done by the Kinks in 1964.
Oh, that's what I've heard it for, yes.
But that was quite a popular one for the Stranglers.
And then it's around the same duration as the Kinks one.
Under
3 minutes, yes.
I forgot to mention, the Cure song, Close to Me, was a request from Jen of Carlingford.
Excellent. Hello, Jen. Thanks for listening again.
Hey, how you doing?
One of our regulars.
And hello, Donna.
She's also one of our regulars. I'm regular.
I know that.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're using the potpourri.
It always comes down to toilet humour.
Sorry, that's the style of the show.
Oh, I love it.
We get bogged down in it.
Oh, that was...
We're going to tell you all about the radiothon again right after this break.
Lushed.
But I'll do it right now because the radio...
Hi, I'm Chris Cunliffe-Jones from Cornerstone. Do you like our programming? FM 91.5 needs your help to keep that programming on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On August the 13th, 14th and 15th, 2NSB FM 91.5 is holding a radiothon to raise money for a new production studio. I'm urging all our listeners to donate generously during the radiothon weekend. With your generous support, we can keep FM 91.5 on the air.
Hey there, Rick Astley fan. I know you're out there somewhere. Rick has recorded an album of Kylie Minogue ditties that are sure to get your foot a-tapping. Featuring I Should Be So Lucky. The Locomotion. Everybody's doing the grandstand now. Hand on your heart. Hand on your heart. Tell me. Better the Devil You Know. And many, many more. Astley Does Minogue. Out now.
An hour has passed in the show, and that means it's time for... Yeah, the weather. You mean I've had to listen to all this 80s music just to hear the weather? I guess so. Okay, roll the music. We're trying to find the weather. In the meantime,
it's kind of sunny and dry.
I don't have the weather! I'll look in the bin, that's what it is.
If anyone knows what the weather is, maybe they'd like to dial out the telecom service. They could let us know on 94196969.
Not in the bin.
What does it look like? It's a piece of paper.
Normally I've been known to screw up the weather and throw it in the bin, right, so I'm being blamed for this problem.
Sure, I know it's raining towards the... Oh, here's the weather now.
And I should mention that JD's not 80s is coming up very shortly.
Now, we'll have to come back to the weather, I'm afraid. We've lost the weather. So
okay.
There you go. Back to the music.
Somebody's dead. I'm going to open a can of whoop-ass on you guys.
Okay.
No weather.
Da-da-da-da-da.
No weather.
All right, shall we just play JD's Not 80s then?
Yeah, JD's Not 80s now.
Okay. I know, I can't find... Where did you put JD's Not 80s?
It's in the PC thingy, Bobbly Boo.
Oh, okay. Well, hard disk number one. There we go.
Okay.
Kick off those leg warmers and put away your 12-inch singles, 80s music lovers, because it's time for JD's Not 80s.
Hello, everyone. I'm Betty North with the Hospital Hour. Join me every Thursday when the residents of the nursing homes take over the program with their musical requests. From musical comedy to opera, jazz to modern-day music, it's an hour of musical memories. That's the Hospital Hour every Thursday between 2 and 3 p.m. right here on FM 91.5.
2, 3, 4...
No, look, Angie, you need more fart.
Oh.
Okay, guys, take five.
Try a new constipation cup of Bean Zesty for the energy of that real bean taste in a clear, delicious fava bean soup.
Okay, everybody, let's go, let's go. And fart. Okay, that's enough.
FM 91.5, we take pride in our famous rhythm and jazz format for easy listening throughout the day. But 2NSB is also a community radio station, so you have to put up with the Retro 80 show every Tuesday night from 9.
FM. The time is 12 o'clock. Our sponsor, Permanent Trustee Company, has Private Portfolio, a personal investment management service. Their phone number is 9321-1600.
Women love a good recipe. And here's a recipe for everyone. Take a heap cup of patience, one heartful of love, two handfuls of generosity, a dash of laughter, one handful of understanding. Sprinkle generously with kindness and plenty of faith. Mix well, spread over the period of a lifetime, and serve everybody you meet. Of Berlin, the title of the album. The Berlin Police Band, conducted by Michael Kern, with a medley of tunes, all of which are written here in German, so I won't worry about pronouncing them. It takes so little these days to reduce a struggling Aussie family to poverty. An accident or job loss can be all it takes. This winter, over 500,000 families in New South Wales will suffer the isolation of sudden poverty. Become a winter care partner with Anglicare and help warm a needy family. Just $25 tax deductible provides emergency winter food and heating. Please call Anglicare on 13 26 22 today and show you care. Myrna Dodd with you. And it's time now to cross to our reporter in London for an update on what's happening in the world of business and finance.
The government of Singapore has announced it's to relax its banking laws. Up to now, foreign investors have only been allowed to own up to 40% of shares in local banks. Let's make an eye.
Wind down and relax with Love Song Dedications on Mix 106.5, Sydney's continuous easy mix of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Finest Harbour. the world's best city, the Olympic City. Sydney's only continuous easy mix of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Mix 106.5.
Don't you ever wish you were someone else?
Sydney's weather fine again tomorrow with a top of 20 after an overnight low of 8 in the city and minus 1 in the west. Cloud increasing and winds freshening Thursday, some rain Friday, clearing Saturday. Currently 15 degrees and you're up to date on Mix 106.5. Now twice the music and half the talk to get you home with Rob Duckworth and more of Sydney's continuous easy mix of the 70s, 80s and 90s.
Be caller 10 on 9904 1065 when we play this song. It's your chance every hour across the workday to move to Easy Street with Mix 106.5. At Mix 106.5, we're adding fresh new music to the mix. Into the new millennium. This is Fresh to the Mix. Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5. News, traffic and weather together every 15 minutes for City Ford. City Ford says yes more often.
12 to 6, good evening, I'm Marnie Lonsdale. Making headlines, low visibility, sleet and snow have forced the search for four missing Sydney snowboarders to be suspended. The Army's four Chinook helicopters have been suspended from flying pending the results of an official inspection of the fleet after cracks were found in some transmission gears. And scientists have uncovered new evidence which shows HIV could have been present for more than 100 years. Now checking Sydney's traffic, Natasha Gray.
Thank you, Marnie. Long delays approaching the Harbour Bridge on the north side with an accident at Camaray, Warringah Expressway, southbound near the Mount Street overpass. There's a number of ambulance, police cars and tow trucks on scene. Seven vehicles involved and traffic is banking up rapidly. We've got some heavy traffic on the M4 motorway westbound at the Cumberland Highway and on the M5, a 2 kilometre delay getting through the toll gates. Also starting to slow westbound at Moorbank Avenue. Very heavy at Milperra with an accident. Milperra Road at Henry Lawson Drive. Heavy westbound on Milperra Road is back around 1.5 kilometres. But not looking too bad on Henry Lawson Drive. And slower than normal, James Roos Drive, approaching Windsor Road at North Parramatta, almost back to Pennant Hills Road. Now, NRMA Pay by the Month can help you spread out the cost of your insurance. For Pay by the Month insurance, call the NRMA 132 132. I'm Natasha Gray for Mix 106.5.
Thank you, Tash. It's 11 to 6. The Bureau says fine. A little fog and frost in the west and should be sunny tomorrow. 8 to 20 on the coast, minus 1 to 20 in the west. Now 15.
Sydney. Continuous easy mix of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Mix 106.5.
More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. City had part in radio history. Written by Joshua Benton, Blade staff writer, Toledo Blade newspaper, October 10, 1999. Toledo played a role in the invention of modern broadcast radio. Marconi invented radio in 1895, but his machinery could only produce a faint, tiny signal, making it almost useless for large-scale use. In 1906, Dr. Lee DeForest invented what is called the audion, which is now known as the triode. It was the first functioning vacuum tube and allowed signals to be amplified and sent over longer distances. It was an invention necessary for long-distance telephone networks, as well as commercial radio and television. But Dr. DeForest had trouble finding investors for his invention and needed to have a public display of its powers.
struggling for money, he decided to move from New York to Toledo, where he could stay with one of his top assistants, Toledoan Frank Butler. Dr. DeForest decided that the annual Put-in-Bay Regatta would be the place to demonstrate the Audion. He put a radio transmitter equipped with his invention on board the Thelma, a yacht competing in the regatta. When it came time for the yacht to leave for the regatta, the two men tried transmitting back to a receiver in Toledo. It was the first ship-to-shore broadcast in history, and gained a measure of excitement for the Audion. The Navy was impressed enough to order Audions to equip the Atlantic Fleet with radio phones. Dr. DeForest never worried about finding investors again. After the regatta, Dr. DeForest and Mr. Butler stayed in Toledo for a while longer for further experiments, setting up a transmitter in the old Nicholas Building downtown and a receiver in the Ohio Building. Mr. Butler later called those Toledo experiments the first successful radio broadcast station.
The DX Audio Service.
We rock, you roll. Get it?
There's nothing else quite like it.
Hello again in the month of October on the DX Audio Service. Kent back here in the sports department. And before I go on with National Hockey League, I'd like TJ the DJ from DeKalb now to give me a call. He knows my number because I tried calling him and he moved and I can't find his phone. His phone number is not with directory. It's not in service, so we don't know where his home phone number is. Anyway, if he can pass his phone number onto us confidentially, we can give a talk to him. Okay. National Hockey League started October the 1st, and here we go with the lineup. The Mighty Ducks of Anaheim play at the Arrowhead Pond on 690 XTRA. The Atlantic Thrashers on Phillips Arena. They haven't settled a radio contract as of the NHL guide. Boston Bruins at the Fleet Center on 1030 WBZ. The Buffalo Sabres at the Marine Midland Arena on 104.1 WHTT. The Calgary Flames at the Canadian Airlines Settled Dome on 660 CFFR. The Carolina Hurricanes at the Raleigh Entertainment and Sports Arena on 850 WRBZ. Chicago Blackhawks at the United Center on 670 WMAQ. The Colorado Avalanche out of Denver at the Pepsi Center on 950 KKFN. The Dallas Stars at Reunion Arena on 820 WBAP. Detroit Red Wings out of Joe Louis Arena on 760 WJR. The Edmonton Oilers at the Skyreach Center on 630 CHED. Florida Panthers out of Miami, based in Sunrise at the National Car Rental Center on 560 WQAM. The Los Angeles Kings play at the Staples Center, games on 1110 KRLA. Montreal Canadiens at the Molson Center in English, 800 CHCJAD, and in French, 690 CBF. The Nashville Predators play at the arena on 99.7 WWTN out of suburban Manchester. The New Jersey Devils at the Continental Airlines Arena on 770 WABC. The New York Islanders at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum on 620 WJWR and 540 WLUX. The New York Rangers, Madison Square Garden, 660 WFAN. The Ottawa Senators at the Coral Center on 1200 CFGO. And Star 96 FM, which I couldn't locate anywhere. The Philadelphia Flyers at First Union Center on 610 WIP. Phoenix Coyotes at the America West Arena on 1060 KDUS. Pittsburgh Penguins at the Civic Arena on 102.5 WDVR. St. Louis Blues at Kiel Center on 1120 KMOX. San Jose Sharks at the arena on 105.7 KARA. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Ice Palace at 1250 WDAE. Toronto Maple Leafs at the Air Canada Center on 640 CHOG. Vancouver Canucks at the General Motors Place on 980 CKNW. And the Washington Capitals at the MCI Center on 980 WTEM. And that does it about for now. We'll see you in the cold month of November with more sports information or anything else I can dig up. And that's it for now. Take it away.
DXAS. with better variety and less static.
The sixth annual KSTN 1420 DX test is scheduled to begin at the stroke of midnight Pacific time, January 1st, 2000. The request line will be open to go on the air with reports and New Year's greetings. The telephone number to call is area code 209-948-1420. The format will be 70s disco music, and there will be a prize drawing from all the reports received for a souvenir piece of the transmitter. Reports can go to Mr. Paul Shinn, S-H-I-N-N, KSTN Radio, 2171 Ralph Avenue, that's R-A-L-P-H, Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N, California, 95206. And perhaps Marty Rimpaugh can record that for us so we can hear what that was all about. Bill Harrison on the AM-FM-TV DX list received some information about the Sea Crane radio, and he writes, I just received the following information in the mail, dated September 22, 1999, from the Sea Crane Company. Quote, Dear valued customer, we have been notified that the early units of the CC radio have a defect. Based on when your radio was purchased, it is unlikely that your radio is affected. If you have a radio with a serial number between 98000001 and 98001520, there is a problem with your radio that you might want to have repaired. If the serial number on your radio is above this range, no further action is necessary. The problem, if the weather alert is set to come on and you are tuned to the AM band, the weather alert will not sound if the warning siren is activated by the NOAA. This problem is limited to the AM band while the radio is on. The weather alert works great on the other bands or while the radio is turned off. If you use the weather alert feature while listening to the AM band, please send your radio to us for this warranty repair. To help us expedite your repair, please call us at the toll-free number prior to shipping your radio and use the included return label. Please allow 2 to 3 weeks for repair. The repair is simple, but it needs to be done by a qualified repairman. If you do not intend to use the weather alert feature and you want to keep the radio as is, please apply the enclosed warning sticker to page 11, the top right-hand corner of your instruction manual to inform future users. If you have sold or given your CC radio to another person, please pass this information along to that person. We apologize for any inconvenience. Please contact us if you have any questions, unquote. And Bill writes that their toll-free number is 1-800-522-8863. And Bill also says that he did not see any note of this reported problem on the seacrane.com website. Well, partners, that music means only one thing. It's time for some Crazy Ken specials from that man who lives up there with the bears, the chipmunks, and all them funny furry animals. And because of that, sometimes he gets a little strange and discounts some prices on items. Well, this month it's no different. He says he's got some Christmas specials going out from the Publication Center, and here they are. Crazy Ken writes, if you did not go to the Bridgeport Convention, shame on you. But we also have some tapes so you can hear what we said at the convention, and perhaps even about you. You can get 2 cassette tapes for $5 of the 1999 National Radio Club Convention. And did you hear about that great little radio station that was on the air at the convention? I think it was called WNRC or something like that. If you'd like to hear what Morning Drive Radio with John Bowker sounds like, 2 cassettes for $5 from the Publication Center. Also, the world-famous AM Radio Log is out. If you like the printed copy, it at $16.95 to members, $22.95 to non-members. If you're into FM DXing, you need Bruce Elving's FM Atlas. It is $17.99 for members, $21.99 to non-members. And if you'd like to know what the patterns are for nighttime radio stations, check out the pattern book. It's only $16.95 to members, $22.95 to non-members. Pick up a couple of copies and then give them to a friend for Christmas. And you need to contact Crazy Ken for this stuff. Crazy Ken Chatterton at the Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661.
It's a big, big kind of a day.
Please flip the tape to side two.
So just keep doing like you're doing. WDEE.